welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating part two of the career of perhaps the premier contemporary ragtime composer in America today. And I'm speaking of David Thomas Roberts. David Roberts' birthday was July 16th. He was born in 1955, which means this year he turns 50 years old. And so we've decided to do a career in retrospect, and this is part two. There was just so much that we could not squeeze it into one program. As I mentioned in the first program, born in 1955 in Moss Point, Mississippi. By the time he was 8 years old, he was composing music, he was writing poetry and fiction, and he was painting. So obviously a young budding genius there. We traced him through his early years, the first rags that he ever wrote, his discovery of Scott Joplin, his ultimate discovery of folk ragtime, visits to St. Louis, and getting involved with the Ozark area of St. Louis, and leads us up to the year 1980, and we are beginning to see the habanera rhythm appear in many of David's works. And so here from 1980 is a piece called The Lower Garden District, which is a bold habanera that would ultimately be a prelude to what was to come the following year, and that was beginning of his amazing undertaking of New Orleans Street Suite, a four-year project of 15 separate compositions. Anyway, here is The Lower Garden District as played at the 2004 Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival. Here's David Roberts.